Okay, so in the spirit of Halloween, I came across a Halloween questionnaire that's fun and sexy. It even says so in the title. It was posted a couple of years ago, but I still think it's fun. So I only perused it, so hopefully nothing catches me too far off guard. Question one, what zombie from The Walking Dead would you fuck? If you haven't seen The Walking Dead, then what zombie from your favorite movie or TV show would you fuck? Okay, so I don't really watch The Walking Dead at all. I would totally be down, though, if Jeffrey Dean Morgan's character Negan became a zombie. That I would be DTF, no, hands down. That is without a doubt. So I'm going to say that suffices as an answer, because now I can only think about him as a zombie. Number two, you're at Camp Crystal Lake and you're about to have sex with one of the other camp counselors before Jason kills you. Where do the two of you fuck? If we're at the lake, I mean, you know, something to do with water. Lakes are a little gross, though, depending. Well, it's Crystal Lake. It's a clear lake. Okay, so we're doing it in the lake. We are totally getting it on in the lake. If Freddy Krueger had dildos instead of knives, would you still be afraid to go to sleep? You know what? I'm going to have to say yes, because that's a lot of dildos, and sometimes the thought of too many orgasms can scare a lady, so I'm going to say yes. Number four, if you are stuck in an abandoned, haunted, insane asylum, but fear not, someone is coming to save you, who do you hope it is? And I have multiple choice here, the Ghostbusters, the Winchesters, or Buffy Summers. Well, obviously the Winchesters, there, you know, they're hot to trot. Okay, you were invited to a slutty Halloween party. What do I go dressed as? Probably, I'm going to say like a sexy nurse, or I'd love to do like a gender bend on a 1920s gangster bootlegger. So male clothing bended to fit and, you know, make a sexy female costume. Fuck, marry, or kill. Pinhead, Candyman, and Pennywise. Okay, I am going to marry Candyman. He was gravely romantic in that movie, for anybody that didn't pay attention. I'm going to fuck Pennywise and kill Pinhead. I mean, Pennywise is pretty nuts, but Pinhead is super sadistic and all about, like, hell and all that stuff, so. Oh, and they have girl options. I'll answer those. The ghost girl from The Grudge, Carrie, and the Queen Alien. Well, I'm probably going to have to marry Carrie. She's a little off her rocker and a little emotional for me. But, you know, that is what it is. The Queen Alien, I would bang her. That would also give me like a not get killed card. And then the ghost girl, I would just kill her. All right. Do I have any Halloween sexual kinks? And if not, have I ever heard of any? I know there's the whole, like, you know, just do it in your costumes, or somebody dresses up like a psycho killer and stuff like that. I've heard of that stuff. I don't think any of my kinks are Halloween based, which is good, because I don't want to only be feeling like I can do them one time out of the year and it be appropriate. So that's my opinion on that. Two, do I get turned on by fear? And if so, when did I first remember getting aroused when scared? I don't really get turned on by being afraid. I know I've been in some situations where we've been out at the lake and we've had a good scare, and you know, it kind of gets the adrenaline pumping and stuff, and then it kind of makes your skin vibrate. And so then when you've got somebody standing next to you that's feeling the same kind of stuff, things just all of a sudden get kind of hot and heavy. So I mean, that's how I think that's how I'm interpreting the question. So that's for what it's worth. It's my first full moon after being bitten by a werewolf. What do I do? Do I chain myself up so I don't hurt anyone? Do I say fuck it and go on a killing spree? Or do I find a hot piece of werewolf ass and fuck the night away? Or would I be crazy and do something completely different? You know, I'm going to go with the last options, and I'm going to say a combination between chaining myself up and finding the hot piece of werewolf ass. We can, like, you know, invoke the chain option here between the two of us. I think that would be kind of fun. Craziest thing I've ever done on Halloween, sexual or non. Craziest thing I ever did is we had a group, there was probably like 11 of us. We went and we stood on the side of the highway and we basically mooned every car that passed us. So there was like 11 asses in a row, which was pretty fun. And then after that, we got in the back of trucks and we decided to be a mobile mooning unit, if you will. So that was pretty funny. What character in a horror movie would you be? The virgin who survives, the jock who gets offed in the first half hour, the badass who makes it to the end just to get killed in the third act, the scream queen, the male hero lead, etc., etc. I've never been a huge screamer when scared, so that's not me. I would like to think that I'm the badass that makes it to the end, you know, that gets killed just right before the end. Hopefully, you know, by sacrificing myself, you know, for the group to get out of there, maybe. That'd be a nice little defining moment. A warlock has cast a spell turning you into what you've dressed up for as Halloween. What do you hope you've picked to wear? Remember, you will become the thing you dressed as, so pick wisely. Well, I mean, I really have this whole 1920s thing in my mind, so I can only imagine being like a 1920s, you know, dame who, you know, come over and see me sometime, you know, like just talking that way and acting that way. I think it would be pretty funny and cute enough to get by these days. So I probably wouldn't mind, except I would be bootlegging, which might get me into trouble. It says, you've just read from the Book of the Dead. What do you do now that you've unleashed a demon and it's raining blood? Probably apologize profusely. if not get killed by people, because all hell has broken loose. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to have some things coming, but that's usually not my style. So I would probably just keep apologizing and take whatever was coming to me. You've woken up as a newly turned vampire. What kind of hedonistic first night do you have? Oh, I'd probably spend the whole night exploring everything. I'd want to try everything. If I could fly, if I could run, if I could, you know, use my powers to persuade people to do things. I would want to know if all the movies were right, that every sensation feels a million times better. Yes, including the sexual ones. And, everything like that. I'd probably abstain from actually biting anybody, though, until I really figured out what I'd be inflicting on people. What Halloween costume turns you on the most when you see someone wearing it? Oh, probably, you know, anything Harrison Ford has ever done. stuff like that. So, like, Indiana Jones, Han Solo. Just those very virile male characters, you know, and then sometimes just keeping it simple. I don't have a problem, you know, with a football player or a lumberjack, you know, it's just simple. I mean, everybody, I don't know, there's like a million costumes that could turn me on, you know, as long as they're done well. If you just throw on a shirt that says, you know, I'm a lumberjack and all it is a t-shirt and a pair of jeans, then that's probably not going to do it. Creativity is really a turn on, so. Have you ever used Halloween as an excuse to try something kinky in the bedroom? No, I don't think so. I mean, maybe a costumed role play. But I don't think that's super kinky. I mean, if I'm already dressed up like a sexy nurse or a cop, then, you know, why not play it out while we're already dressed up? You know, I guess that could be used as an excuse, you know, kind of slip it in there. Oh yeah, we both went as cops, you know, that's pretty funny. When was the last time you dressed up for Halloween and what were you? I've dressed up every year, except for like one or two right after high school. And I've been a number of things, from being a little kid, from being a little angel and a little witch, to being, you know, Power Rangers when we were younger. And you grow up and you do, you know, like we, one year we did all the kids from the Breakfast Club, and me and some girlfriends did the Golden Girls one year. I don't know. We've just done everything. I just, whatever's fun. Would I ever go to a masquerade sex party? If yes, would I join in or just watch? I am all down for a masquerade, so I would have to go. Where I'm at, that is not something that you get to go to at all, really. Would I just watch? I would definitely watch. Knowing me, I'm pretty impressionable, and the anonymity really turns me on a little bit. So, I'd probably join in. You and your best friend from childhood, whom you've reconnected with on Halloween, are now running from a horde of flesh-hungry zombies. Your friend trips over their own feet and falls to the ground. Do you risk my life to maybe save them? Pretend I don't notice they fell and just keep running. Stop and turn back. Look at your friend for a moment as the zombies are closing in. My friend's hand is stretched down to me, eyes pleading for help. You think, fuck this, I've never really liked that friend to begin with. Turn and run away as your former friend is overtaken by the horde, their screams filling the air. You now have a nice head start on the horde of zombies. Jeez. I'd probably risk my life to save them. I mean, that's just the kind of person I am, and it probably would get me killed. That's just the kind of person I am. And what are my plans for Halloween this year? I have a couple of parties to go to. So I'm excited for that. And then other than that, just in general, enjoying the chilly weather and everything that comes with it. All right. And then it's got a last few questions here. Man, this questionnaire is taking forever. I don't know who actually would still be listening 13 minutes in. But this is GWA related question. So what kind, if any, scary, sexy recordings are you looking forward to hearing this Halloween? You know, something to do with alleys. I'm maybe not so much a rape fantasy, which is okay. But something maybe Jack the Ripper-ish. I'm sure it's been done. And I'm sure I'll find it, you know, something to that extent, or strangers meeting, you know, and not knowing who they are at a party. But really anything, I'm always for just filling things out. Do I enjoy fear play audio? Sometimes I do. It really depends. Sometimes they go a little more extreme than I'm into. If they get too extreme, I find myself unable to relax. Have you or do you plan on making any scary or sexy recording? Does this count? I mean, not really trying to be sexy, but it has a scary content. You know, I mean, I don't really know. It would be fun. It just depends if I come across a script that catches my eye that I really just can't go on without recording. What is the scariest sexy audio that has turned you on? I would have to say probably there have been some, rape fantasies, kidnap fantasies, you know, Stockholm Syndrome kind of stuff, that, I've actually really enjoyed. So, you know, there's those. Which Gonwild audio contributor are you looking forward to hearing make a Halloween audio, or who do you hope will record one? Oh, I'm down for anybody. I think variety makes the world go round. So, anyways, thanks for listening to the questionnaire. I hope you enjoyed it and my crazy ramblings, and for what it's worth. I hope you all have a very spooky Halloween seasoning, and we all have lots of fun. Thanks for listening.